Morning. Praise the Lord, everybody. Good to see everybody in the house of the Lord today. Did you come expecting? God will meet you at your expectation. Amen. Amen. He is good all the time. Phyllis wanted me to announce that there's water in the red room for a donation, so you can see her if you need some water. Get a Sunday handout. For those of you that weren't here last Sunday, we took up our offering for Jerry Coulter's mission trip to Israel. And so if you didn't have an opportunity to give last week, you can give today. Just make sure you put in the memo line that it's to Jerry and Clifton so the ushers will know. But there's a table sitting, a bucket will be on the back table if you want to wait till after service and put it in there. But make sure you put in the memo line if you do put it in the regular offering this morning, and they'll be on the lookout for that memo line there, where it needs to go, okay? So, anyway, just get your Sunday handout, put it on the refrigerator. If you have any questions, you can call me. Well, we're going to read something, then we're going to open the service up today by getting some prayer requests from everybody, and we're just going to believe God. Amen. He's still in the healing business, still in the saving business, still in the delivering business. Amen. We are the continuation of the book of Acts. Anybody in the house today? Anybody had any coffee this morning? Maybe y'all need some coffee. Amen. We've come to worship the Lord this morning, not to entertain, but to worship the Lord. And we consider this the first day of the week. And when you consider Sunday the first day of the week, then you don't have to wake up to a blue Monday. Christians don't have blue Mondays. We have blessed Mondays. Blessed Mondays. Let me tell you about this Jesus we serve. Y'all want to hear about him? He is the first and last, the beginning and the end. He is the keeper of creation and the creator of all. He is the architect of the universe and the manager of all times. He always was, always is, always will be, unmoved, unchanged, undefeated, and never undone. Wow. He was bruised and brought healing, pierced and eased pain, persecuted and brought freedom, dead and brought life, risen and brings power, reigns and brings peace. The world can't understand him, the armies can't defeat him, the schools can't explain him, and the leaders can't ignore him. Wow. Herod couldn't kill him, the Pharisees couldn't confuse him, and the people couldn't hold him. Nero couldn't crush him, Hitler couldn't silence him. And the new age can't replace him. He is love, light, love, longevity, and Lord. He is goodness, kindness, gentleness, and God. He's holy, righteous, mighty, powerful, and pure. He's always right. His word is eternal. His will is unchanging, and his mind is on me. Wow. God's mind is on you this morning. He is our Redeemer, Savior, God, and he's our peace, joy, comfort, our Lord, and he rules our lives. We serve him because his bond is love. His burden is light. His goal for us is abundant life. We follow him because he is wisdom of the wise, the power of the powerful, the Ancient of Days, sovereign Lord of all that was and is to come. He will never leave us, never forsake us, never mislead us, never forget us, and never overlooks us. When he falls, he lifts us up. When we fail, he forgives. When we're weak, he's strong. And when we're lost, he's the way. When we're afraid, he's our courage. When we stumble, he steadies us. When he hurts, we're healed. When we're broken, he mends us. When we're hungry, he feeds us. And when we face trials, he's with us. Wow. When I face persecution, he shields me. When we face problems, he comforts us. When we face loss, he provides for us. And when we face death, he's going to carry us home. He is God. He is faithful. I am his and he is mine. He is in control and we're on his side. And you know what that means? All is well with our soul. I remember one time I was praying about something. I was kind of upset about it. And God reminded me that I don't live according to the precepts of this world. I'm living out of the kingdom of God. And he said, all is well in my kingdom. So if you know whose you are and why you are, then you're living out of the kingdom of God. And when you're living in that and out of that way, then all is well in the kingdom of God. All is well in your life. Whatever's going on right now, God wants to encourage you that that all is well. If you have pain in your body this morning, or if you have somebody that you want to pray for, I want you to come up here. We're going to anoint you. And it says, call for the sick to come forward and anoint them with oil, and the prayer shall save them. Okay. Yes, 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 yes. Amen.
Yes, there you go. Bradley went back to Houston this week, and of course the church prayed for him last week and all week, and had his scan and everything, and he got a good report. The one place that was showed a little brighter was not showing up, but he had another place maybe a little brighter, but nothing new. And he seen his doctor, and the doctor, Johnny, is the doctor's name, and he said, you're doing good. And he said, I think you can stay off chemo. He said, for 4 more months. We'll see you in 4 months instead of 3. And he said, the longer you're off chemo, the better off your body is, you know. So he got a good report, and praise God for that.
Back in last summer, my brother fell, cracked these ribs, but when they got him in the hospital, they found not only were his ribs fractured, but they found cancer. And it was first stage. He went through radiation. He went back for the PET scan following the radiation. He got his report Friday, and he got a good report.
God is good. Now, you know, God's a healer. Whether you take medicine or not, the healing comes from God.
And another thing Bradley and Ashley did out there, they went to Lakewood Church on Wednesday night, Joe Olstein's church. And he said they got in there and he said, where's the stage? And he said when the service started, the stage come up out of the floor. And he said there was probably 3,000 people there. So, you know, he said he felt like he should go, and Ashley said, no, but they win. And he said, if we go back on Wednesday night, and next time we'll go on Wednesday, we're going again.
I got a $5 an hour raise, and my phone's been messed up, and I was checking on it, and I had overpaid them $700, and I'm getting my inheritance.
So. Praise God.
Amen. Hey, amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Woo. Weapon formed against us shall prosper. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. we're going to start, Sky, with Sea of Victory, okay? When you have people come up for prayer, and I want to tell you about the timing of the Lord. Praying for healing. You may be praying for a job or prosperity. You may be praying for a relationship. But I had a friend share with me that her friend, over nearly 60 years ago, she was very, very young, she got pregnant. And in this situation, back then, the parents hid the daughters, didn't want anybody to know, sent them away. And the only thing that she could do was give this child up for adoption. She prayed for that child every day. Being a mother, you don't ever really give up your children. Isn't it something that in the last few weeks, the children of her son, he had died of cancer, the children of her son contacted her because they want to know his family. Come to find out, he'd been raised with a wonderful Christian. God put him in a Christian home. He was an awesome Christian, an awesome man, and his children want to know their daddy's mother. Now, you talk about the timing of God. I can't definitely say, but I believe the working going on and everything, and that we just have to stand and believe God every day. Today might be the timing of God, okay, for some things. But it's always his time to heal, forgive, deliver, and set free. It's always his time now. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to see victories. Let's stand. And somebody said, well, you know, since we learned this, we've been doing it. But listen, you got to get a vision of victory. You got to get a vision of seeing what you ask God for. You know, I can't put my hands on it now, but it's there. Amen.
The weapon may be formed, but it won't prosper. When the darkness falls, it won't prevail. 'Cause the God I serve knows only how to triumph. My God will never fail. Oh, my God will never fail. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. Whoa.
Listen, church, come on.
There's power in the mighty name of Jesus. Every war he wages, he will win.
Come on.
I'm not backing down from any giant, 'cause I know how this story ends.
I
know how this story ends.
We're going to do this verse again and listen. Come on.
There's power in the mighty name of Jesus. Every war he wages, he will win. I'm not backing down from any giant, 'cause I know how this story ends.
Come on.
Yes, I know how this story ends. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs.
victory. I'm gonna see a victory, for the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory, for the battle belongs to you, Lord. Oh, oh. Gonna worship my way through this battle. Gonna worship my way through. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good.
Yes, I declare.
You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory, for the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory, for the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory, for the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory, for the battle belongs to you, Lord. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good.
Yeah. Glory to God. That's our declaration today. That's what we believe, and that's what we stand for. Somebody says, what do you believe in that church? We say we believe in the victory, don't we? We see the victory. We believe in the blood of Jesus Christ. We're believers, aren't we? Amen. There's believers in the house. Glory to God. And His truth has set me free. Amen. Glory to God.
I believe in the power of God. The power of His word. I believe in His everlasting love. I believe in the Lord. I believe in the power of God. I believe in the power of His word. I believe in His everlasting love. I believe in the Lord. I believe in the Lord. Remember what I read in His word, and I rise up and take a stand on what I've heard. I believe in the power of God. I believe in the power of His word. I believe in His everlasting love. I believe thankful. He is able to meet all of my needs,
and his power
is working mightily in me. I'm a believer, and his truth has set me free. I'm a believer. Victory. I'm a believer, and the devil is under my feet. I'm a believer. God has crushed the enemy. I'm a believer.
Glory to God. We praise you, Father God. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're going to share a song. It's not really that new. It's new to kind of to us. But, you know, I was raised in the church. And I remember going to church on Sunday morning, and we'd have Sunday school, and then they'd have the service. Because service back then, preaching only lasted about a half an hour, you know. And we'd come in, and I can remember Russell Holmes. He'd be standing up there. The choir would be up front. And we'd come into service, and usually the song that brought everybody in, let everybody know it was time for church to start. Hear the Blessed Savior calling the oppressed. Anyway, it was one of those old hymns and everything. Well, then we'd sing a hymn, and the choir would do a special. But this is called the Old Church Choir. Amen. Yes.
As revival. And it's spreading like a wildfire in my heart. Sunday morning, hallelujah. And it's lasting all week long. Can you hear it? Can you feel it? It's the rhythm of a gospel song. Oh, once you choose it, you can't lose it. There ain't nothing gonna steal my joy. I got an old church choir singing in my soul. I got a sweet salvation and it's beautiful. I've got a heart overflowing cause I've been restored. There ain't nothing gonna steal my joy. No, there ain't nothing gonna steal my joy.
When the valleys that I wander turn to mountains that I can climb. You are with me, never leave me. There ain't nothing gonna steal my joy. I got an old church choir singing in my soul. I've got a sweet salvation and it's beautiful. I've got a heart overflowing cause I've been restored. There ain't nothing gonna steal my joy. No, there ain't nothing gonna steal my joy.
Clap your hands and stomp your feet till you find that gospel, because it's all you'll ever need. All you'll ever need. Clap your hands and stomp your feet till you find that gospel, because it's all you'll ever need. All you'll ever need. I've got an old church choir singing in my soul. I got a sweet salvation and it's beautiful. I've got an
Oh, we praise you, Father God, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm not going to do that. We're going next time. But, you know, just songs come to me. We would sing about the joy of the Lord. You know, the joy of the Lord is my strength, and all those kind of songs. And I tell you what, the joy of the Lord is your strength. We can get so bound up in the cares and the things we're standing for in our circumstances, we forget where our strength comes from. Amen? Glory to God. Waymaker, is that where we are? Hallelujah. Are there anybody believe in the Waymaker today? Glory to God. I guess I picked out all my favorites today.
You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you. I worship you.
And way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
You are here, touching every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, healing every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, turning lives around. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, mending every heart. I worship you. I worship you.
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
You wipe away all tears, you mend the broken heart, you're the answer to it all. Jesus, you wipe away all tears, you mend the broken heart, you're the answer to it all, to it all, Jesus. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are here, touching every life.
I worship you. I worship you. You are here, meeting every need. I worship you. I worship you.
We continue to worship him. I want you to be seated. We're going to take up our offering. You know, he's here meeting every need. Some people say, well, you know, the Lord's blessed me, but you know, I've got this daughter or this son that needs a miracle. And the Lord says, you know, he meets every need. Father God, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus that you provide. Jehovah Jireh, we love you so much that every person, Father God, this is an awesome place. I thank you, Father God, that you meet every need. In Jesus' name we pray. You know, you talk about the goodness of God. And we're going to sing about the goodness of God, because I really do believe that what the world needs to hear about is the goodness of God. Because, you know, they're drawn to good. And when they hear that God loves them right where they are and that he's chasing them, don't you like that concept of God coming, goodness and mercy following you all the days of your life?
I love you, Lord.
Come on, church.
Oh, your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hands.
Come on.
From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. And all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice.
You love the voice of God, church.
You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've loved you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. And all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, of the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I'm surrendered now, I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me.
Do you believe that, church?
Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now, I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. And all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been
sing of the goodness of God. I will sing of the goodness of God.
One more time, church.
I will sing of the goodness of God.
Hallelujah, Lord. We worship and we praise you, Father God. And as we lift up this last song, just to worship you, Father, lifting up your name, because it's at the name of Jesus that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess what? That he is Lord. What a beautiful name it is. Amen. Hallelujah.
You were the Word in the beginning, one with God, the Lord Most High. You're hidden glory in creation, now revealed in you, Christ. What a beautiful name. What a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is, nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus. You did. Jesus, you brought heaven down. My sin was great, your love was greater. What could separate us now? What a wonderful name it is. What a wonderful name it is. The name Jesus Christ, my King. What a wonderful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a wonderful name it is. The name. Death could not hold you, veil tore before you, you silenced the boast of sin and grave. The heavens are roaring, the praise of your glory, for you are raised to life again. You have no right. Have no equal now and forever, God, you reign. Yours is the kingdom, yours is the glory, yours is the name above all names. What a powerful name it is. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a powerful name it is, nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. You have no rival. You have no equal, now and forever, God, you reign. Yours is the kingdom, yours is the glory, yours is the name. Christ my King. What a powerful name it is. Nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus.
We just worship you, Father. Magnify you in your holiness. Thank you, praise and worship team. I want to say it's the first Sunday of the month, like, and we let our teachers take a break, and we're letting our children learn how to sit under in a service. And I just thank God. I just want to say this about Wednesday night. We didn't get to make it Wednesday night, but I thank God for Glenn and our website, because it's online now. And it's recorded, and I know Martha's done a lot of excellent teaching. But this last Wednesday night, she taught on dealing with grief. And it's something we all need to hear. And, you know, there's been a lot of things happen, a lot of just young people, kids just gone. And, you know, you want to be able to deal with that. And I recommend you go in and you go back and you listen to that if you haven't heard it. And I want to tell you now, Glenn's gotten the video all different. And once you click on the sound and the audio, go on the website and go up at the top under the picture. It'll say streaming audio. You click on that, and it gives all the services, the dates, and everything. Well, you click on, now like today, it's live. Right now, it's live. You would click on live. And then after you click on that and the sound comes up, you go back and click on the video, and you can watch it. Okay? But you have to click on live first to get the audio. And then you go back and click on the you know, we've never done anything like everybody else here, so we do things a little bit different. But anyway, I'm thankful for it, and it really helps a lot when you can't make it, and you know you can be involved in the service. Nothing like being here. But Pastor Shirley, I'm going to turn this over to you.